October 7th, 1571. The Gulf of Patras, near Lepanto, what is modern-day Naupactos in western Greece, is about to become the site of one of the largest and most important naval battles in history. A meeting of West versus East, Christians versus Ottoman Muslims. A league of Christian forces under the command of Don Juan of Austria, the half-brother of Spanish King Philip, has been cobbled together by Pope Pius V. Consisting of forces from Venice, the Papal States, Tuscany, Genoa, Malta, and Philip II's Spanish Empire, this Holy League, as it comes to be called, has been sent to counter Turkish aggression in their struggle to control the Mediterranean. Just a month before this, in September, the Turks completed their takeover of the island of Cyprus, which was previously a Venetian outpost. And 6 years prior, they had attempted a siege of Malta, which thankfully was defeated by the incredible heroics of the Knights Hospitaller, or Knights of Malta. Pope Pius decided it was time to put an end to this nearly 800-year-long threat posed by Islam in their attempted westward expansion into Europe. As the two opposing forces met in the Gulf, around 100,000 men total, with the Ottomans flying their flags embroidered with the name of Allah and banging war drums, the Holy League forces attended Mass on their ships and availed themselves of the Sacrament of Confession. In addition to their banners and crosses, they had a new image of Our Lady, who had appeared just 40 years before in 1531 in Guadalupe. This apparition led to the conversion of 9 million natives in the Americas within 10 years. Admiral Giovanni Andrea Doria was given one of the first copies, and he brought it to battle with him. It was only 2 years before the imminent battle, in 1569, that the rosary was promoted by Papal Bull as an officially sanctioned devotion. Even with all the cannons and bombs with which the galleys and galleasses were outfitted in the battle, the soldiers' rosaries would end up being the most effective arms taken up on October 7th. While the soldiers prayed their rosaries on the decks of their ships, watching the approaching Ottoman forces, Pope Pius encouraged all Christians to make for the nearest church and pray for Christian victory. The beginning of the battle appeared unfavorable to the Christian forces, with the wind against them making it difficult to form their lines, while the wind at the back of the Turkish fleet brought them nearer to the unprepared Holy League forces with greater speed. However, just before the Ottoman fleet was about to reach and engage the unprepared ships, the wind shifted dramatically in favor of the Holy League, allowing them to establish their formations and preventing the advance of the Ottomans. In the violent clash of battle, the Christians were able to free and arm 15,000 Christian slaves that had been held on Ottoman ships. The battle continued into the evening, with the upper hand being exchanged many times through various strategic maneuvers. But when all was said and done, at the end of the battle, the Christian forces had successfully taken around 140 Ottoman ships and destroyed around 50 others. And in addition to freeing the 15,000 slaves, they took around 10,000 prisoners. They inflicted a death toll of about 30,000, while suffering only 7,500. Though this victory did not completely defeat the Ottoman forces in the east, the Christian West did effectively solidify its control of the Western Mediterranean for good. Like the Battle of Tours in 732 and the later Battle of Vienna in 1683, the victory at the Battle of Lepanto was seen as the work primarily of divine providence and the intercession and intervention of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Had the Muslim forces succeeded in any of these battles, the Christian future and identity of Europe would have been doubtful. In gratitude for this supernatural aid, Pope Pius V declared October 7th as the Feast of Our Lady of Victory, which was later changed to the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, as we know it today.